Hi there. The word for today is believe God for good things. In Matthew 7 verse 11, Jesus said, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him?" The cross forever proves how much God loves us. Romans 8:32, let me read it to you. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not freely then give us all things?" And you know what all things means? All things. If it's promised in God's word, then it's God's will. So refuse to settle for less. But you must be single-minded in your approach, or it won't work. James 1 says that a double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord. In Psalm 27 verse 4, David writes, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after." Tell God exactly what you want. And if you're walking in obedience and seeking to please him, be confident when you come before him. 1 John 3 verse 21 says, "If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever things we desire or ask of him, we receive them." But be careful. Guilt undermines faith. When you permit sin into your life, you become uncomfortable in God's presence. You've noticed that, huh? And it's hard to believe for the results you want. So deal with it immediately. Miracles happen for the believer. So get back into position where you can confidently believe God for the things you need. No, God hasn't changed his plans for your life. Circumstances and seasons may change. But Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, God's word of promise. Listen to it. God's word of promise is ever settled in heaven and is always fulfilled. Wow, what a promise. Jesus said, "How much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Notice the words, good things. That sounds like another Bible promise. Psalm 84 verse 11, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." And by the way, if God says no, it's because he knows it wouldn't be good for you. So trust him, because he has something better in mind. And that's the word for you today.